All right, good morning. 8:11 right now here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. Got some flurries coming down here this morning, so hey, it's a little bit exciting, although it's thankfully not going to do anything for our travel impacts. But we are joined now once again by Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes. How you doing, sir?
Great, James. How are you?
Hey, great to have you as a new participant here on our Ask the Expert segment. And, you know, I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Got to see family and trying to take a little break.
That is good. You know, in this week, you know, a lot of people are kind of taking it easy here this week, you know. So a lot of folks probably back to work by now, but still, you know, we got that other holiday coming up with the New Year's and all that sort of thing. So kind of a nice little transition time in the year, and we start thinking about next year and all that good stuff. So, you know, I know a lot of people do know the name Morningstar Care Homes, but, you know, maybe for those who might not be familiar, you know, with what you guys do and your whole world, you know, it might be good just to kind of break down what is it like, you know, for especially folks who may be looking at, you know, the future. What is it like to be in assisted living?
Yeah, it's something I think people fear. In fact, I've heard that baby boomers fear being in a quote nursing home more than they fear public speaking or death and things like that. But assisted living isn't anything like that, and we certainly don't find it to be that way. We think that when you come to us, you're going to have fun, you're going to have things to do, you're going to make new relationships, meet new people, and your load is going to be lighter because we're going to pick up all of the things that you did daily, like laundry and housekeeping and food preparation and all that, but you can participate to the level that you have an interest in doing things like that.
Well, that's a great reminder. You know, I had some neighbors in Wichita there, and my folks' neighborhood, they were getting older, and they decided, you know what, you know, they didn't really have to deal with all that house upkeep and all that sort of thing. And you know what? We talked to them after they had moved into, you know, a home, you know, in that Wichita area, and you know, they said, you know, we have get so much more, you know, social connectedness with, you know, other folks who are around our age. You know, they really were enjoying that. Just from that point of view, I mean, there were so many different activities for them to participate in, and they really were able to build a community and make new friends, which is something that, you know, you can really do at any age.
You can, and I really think our employees are such an asset because they come around the resident and really make them feel a part of our family and treat them like family. And one of the things we like to say, James, is that it's not a change in lifestyle, it's simply a change in address. And so you want to bring your life with you and continue that. Continue to have friends come and visit. Continue to go out into the community and visit. And those sorts of things.
Well, and it's really cool when, you know, I know a lot of people have hobbies, and there are many ways you can, you know, still have hobbies in, you know, a assisted living facility. And I mean, I know a lot of stories too about, you know, as an amateur radio operator, we've have people who've maybe given made a little setup there, or even linked someone into their remote station. So like, there's all sorts of different cool ways that people can still enjoy their hobbies and you know, have that contact with all their friends too. I mean, it's just a great opportunity there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, as we think about, you know, the different options there, you know, what are some of the options that families have as, you know, they discuss the needs of those elderly family members?
Sure. Well, I think as they start to think about what's going to be the best and most profitable lifestyle that my mom or my dad, this is what the adult child is thinking through. Maybe they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and mom and dad are 70, 80, 90. What's going to be the best lifestyle for them? So they have to really wrestle with the question of, can we provide the assistance ourselves? One, do we have the expertise? But two, do we have the time? Because many two-income households don't have the time to do that. And so that's a question they wrestle with. And so then they might look to, what if we got a company to come into our parents' home and help them with just basic daily needs like food preparation, for instance, or shopping? What they might find out pretty quickly is that is almost like another job, because those folks may not show up, they may need vacation, they may be sick and that sort of thing, and you were counting on them to get a meal to mom today, and they're not there. So how do you manage that? another direction they might go is, can we do, respite stays different places? Can we have mom move in almost like a hotel stay for a couple weeks? We'll get our ducks in a row and then bring her back home. Maybe the person's been hospitalized and they just need to get back on their feet. And, you know, we can talk about that as an option with our place. But ultimately, the question becomes, do we need to have a place for her to live where there are people there around the clock making sure that she has everything she needs at all times?
Well, you know, I really like that idea of the respite stay because, you know, you may have a case where maybe that person who is the caregiver and, you know, helping out, mom or dad or maybe both. And perhaps, you know, they want to go on a vacation themselves, but, you know, they're like, well, you know, leaving, you know, mom or dad by themselves for a couple weeks. And that's kind of always in the back of your mind. And you can't maybe even really enjoy that vacation. Well, this is a great opportunity, you know, kind of like test the waters and also not have to worry, you know, actually go and enjoy that vacation, enjoy that time off. I mean, I didn't even know something like that was even possible. So that sounds like a really good option.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that can be flipped around too. They may be with us for quite a while and then say, I'd like to try it at home again. And so we'll say, well, let's make sure you have all the support you need and do that on a trial basis and see if you want to work back into that situation. So it really goes both ways.
Hey, I like that. That is a really good reminder there. So obviously, you know, it's always, we still have, you know, some family gatherings still happening as people are wrapping up some of the Christmas activities, getting into the New Year's activities. And it can be kind of a difficult conversation and something that we may not want to think about. But, you know, how do you know when it's time to move to assisted living?
Yeah, I really think you have to be realistic about what your senior member of your family, your elderly family member is challenged with. You know, if they have left the range on and they didn't turn it off, if they had just the gas part of the range turned on and the house smelled a little like gas, if they're regularly burning food, are they really keeping up with their personal hygiene? Very hard to figure that out. Very personal, very intrusive type question. But sometimes it's obvious. Are they dressing appropriately for the weather? Are they dressing in the same clothes every day? Are they really needing to use a walker around the house, but they're resisting it? And can they take input from their family versus can we get the doctor to, you know, help explain? Those are types of things that I think lead people ultimately to probably decide that we're getting close to being time. When there's two or three major needs that are going unmet, you know, then a serious conversation can take place.
Sure. And I mean, it can be so much to manage, you know, if someone's had been used to doing all that housework, but then you add in all this extra stuff that they have to start doing. I mean, just having to organize the pills and keep track of all of that on their own. I mean, that can be confusing and hard for anyone. So
yeah,
it really, really can add up. So, you know, as we are getting into this time and, you know, now that the holidays are past, what's the best way, you know, how can families investigate what you guys have to offer?
You know, I think the best thing, what I would advise a family member to do is just to come in by themselves and chat with the executive directors, Jackie Hale in Fredonia, Krista Knickerbocker in Neota Shea, and just have a conversation about this is kind of where my mom or my dad or my loved one is, and find out about the offerings that we have in terms of activities, medical care, bringing medical experts into our homes, our assisted living, to take care of them, and do a tour and maybe have a meal. And then, you know, they're equipped with a lot more information because I think it's really tough. It's not a subject you deal with every day. And then all of a sudden you're thrust into this huge world that you haven't really trafficked in before, you might say. And I would just so encourage developing a relationship. And it doesn't mean that you have to make a decision next week. I would start that process weeks or even a couple months ahead of when it's really going to come down to making a decision.
Well, it's just like when people are looking at colleges for their kids, you know, they do these college visits and they get immersed in the environment and they check it out and they get a feel, you know, kind of that atmosphere. I think that's a big thing to, you know, me personally, it's always like about the atmosphere. So, you know, why do families choose Morningstar?
I think they choose us because of the sincerity that they feel when they make the visit. I think that we make it clear that we're here to support you. We want your mom or your dad to have fun, but we also want you to feel that you have a friend, an ally, a teammate, because you're still the primary caregiver. We're here to serve your parents, but we're also here to serve you and help you facilitate this process. And I think that when they start to see that it's a relationship and not just a numbers game, a salesmanship type game, I think that's why they come our way.
Well, sure. You know, they know that, you know, you guys are really looking to be able to provide that care. It just always amazes me, you know, when you get into any industry, you know, that there's just so much that goes into it. You know, I always say that everything is a lot more complicated than we think. You know, we look at someone's job and, you know, they say, oh, well, that must be really easy. You know, they look at me and they say, oh, you just get in and you talk on the radio, right? Well, there's a little bit more behind the scenes that people don't necessarily see. So, you know, I know that has to be the case with your guys' industry as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when we help lift some of that from the family, then I think the family can refocus on the question I mentioned earlier, which is, what's going to be the optimal quality of life for my person based on where they are physically, emotionally, spiritually, the whole person? And that's what they want to do. They want to spend time with their loved ones.
Absolutely. And, you know, they are in control of, you know, how it all works. You know, it's not like, you know, you guys are saying, okay, you're going to do all this. No, it's the complete opposite from what it sounds like.
Yes, that's right. But yet we're there with expertise when they need direction.
That's great. No, that's a great reminder. So I know that you've got kind of a special deal here for this kind of year. Tell us about what you have coming on, about the 1 month free, right?
Sure, yes. We know that once you've kind of been with the family during the holidays and you're noticing things that you didn't see before, that you've got financial pressures with just coming off, say it's Christmas shopping or whatever expenses you've had, having the family in for festivities. So we're offering that first month free. It allows you to say you want to hire a moving company to come in and help sort things. Well, then you'll have the money to do something like that versus having to pay that first month's rent. So if the resident moves in by January 31st, they're going to have 30 days free.
Hey, well, that is a fantastic deal. I know that people definitely should be taking advantage of that. You know, it's just another reason to, you know, maybe go ahead with this as we get into this time of year. And as we kind of wrap up here, Scott, we are speaking with Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes. You got locations right in Neodesha and Fredonia, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good reminder. So, you know, as we kind of wrap up here, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners this morning?
Well, I really would share with them to be decisive. You know, it's hard. It's very hard to have these conversations and make these decisions, but particularly where their parent has vested in them the power of attorney, the guardianship, whatever the power is, really take the initiative and don't be afraid of making a mistake.
Well, hey, that is a really good reminder there, Scott, that, you know, you don't want anyone to feel rushed into making a decision. You know, make that decision on your time and gather all that information. You know, I'm all about getting information, making an informed decision. And if
that's
folks
right,
want to get a hold of you, learn more about Morningstar Care Homes, is their website, is their phone number, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Sure, you can check us out on the website. In fact, I was just visiting with one of your coworkers, and she was stating that the website looks really nice. And so just morningstarcarehomes.com. They can reach us by telephone. In Neodesha, it's 620-325-2244. In Fredonia, 620-378-2329. I'm sure I've spat all that out very quickly, but I think if you just Google Morningstar Care Homes, Southeast Kansas, Assisted Living, something like that, will pop.
That's great. You know, make it easy. You'll just be able to find that. Click on that website. Away you go. So I'm all about that. Well, Scott, real pleasure once again to have you here on the program, and I look forward to chatting here in a couple weeks.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
All right. Absolutely. That's our Ask the Expert segment with Scott Schultz of Morningstar Care Homes. We do that here on the second and fourth Thursday of every month here at this time. Coffeeville's Reawakening update coming up here in just a few minutes on KGGF.